U.S. officials today dismissed the Taliban's claim that it does not know where Osama bin Laden is. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
The fact is that the Taliban do know where the Al-Qaeda organization is. And the fact that they're saying they don't is simply not credible.
Earlier, the Taliban had demanded proof of bin Laden's direct involvement with the terrorist attacks. U.S. officials today said that proof will be forthcoming, but not to satisfy the Taliban's demand. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Colin Powell said he's absolutely convinced that bin Laden's network is responsible for the terrorist hijackings, and proof of that will come.
In the near future, we'll be able to put out a paper, a document that will describe quite clearly the evidence that we have linking him to this attack. But also, remember, he has been linked to earlier attacks against U.S. interests, and he's already indicted for earlier attacks against the United States.
That indictment in Manhattan federal court accuses bin Laden of orchestrating the 1998 attacks on two U.S. embassies in Africa, and he's blamed for the bombing of the USS Cole in 1990. President Bush's national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, speaking on CNN, scoffed at the notion that the Taliban had set a standard of evidence it would require before it would agree to hand over Osama bin Laden.
Let's be realistic. This is not a government that is given to Western jurisprudence. So these calls for proof are somewhat misplaced.
Rice said the government will begin to lay out its evidence to allies and to the American people within limits.
We're not going to jeopardize this investigation. We're not going to jeopardize the efforts of the FBI to disrupt this network so that it can't act again in order to satisfy the Taliban that Osama bin Laden and his network are responsible.
And that's the dilemma, says author James Bamford, who writes about intelligence operations. He says the government is pulled in two directions. It wants to safeguard its secrets at the same time that it satisfies the qualms of potential allies in the Middle East who want more proof.
They want to have some evidence that bin Laden is more than just an inspirational leader, that he had some direct involvement in this crime. What people in the intelligence community will say, if they're able to link him by intercepts, is that by giving that information out, we'd be compromising our sources.
In the past, the National Security Agency, or NSA, was able to intercept bin Laden's satellite phone conversations from Afghanistan. Bamford says the agency even picked up calls of bin Laden chatting with his mother in Saudi Arabia.
And NSA was very proud of that. They would actually play those conversations of bin Laden talking to his mother to high-ranking, highly cleared visitors to NSA from other agencies. But then a few years ago, they lost all contact with him.
To the NSA's extreme frustration. With that satellite phone, Bamford says, the agency could have located bin Laden to within several feet of where he stood. Meanwhile, as the battleground shifts overseas, investigators in this country continue their efforts to flush out remaining Al-Qaeda members here. Again, Condoleezza Rice.
We know now that this network has been burrowing into the United States for several years, at least a couple of years. And so it would not be surprising if not everything has been routed out in the first 10 days.
There are reports of a fear that crop dusters could be used to disperse chemical or biological agents. The FBI has asked crop dusting operators to be on the alert for suspicious behavior. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.